From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. After weeks of fierce fighting, Iraqi security forces have broken through to reach the center of the city of Fallujah. Coalition airstrikes continue to pound Islamic State targets, hitting two tactical units and destroying six heavy machine guns. Iraqi special forces took over what had been an Islamic State command center. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced on state television that Fallujah had returned home to Iraq. He said that troops tightened their control over the city and there are still some pockets that need to be cleaned out within the coming hours. He also spoke directly to Islamic State fighters, telling them that their leaders had abandoned them and had broken promises to them. Meanwhile, at least seven people were killed in Syria by renewed Syrian government airstrikes on the city of Aleppo. The activist local coordination committee said the seven were killed around the city's Khatriji neighborhood. Britain's Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll at nine. The Syrian Air Force has been waging a fierce bombing campaign on Aleppo's eastern section, which is under rebel control. The rebels have attacked the western half of the city, which is under government control, with rockets and mortars. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter slammed Russia for bombing U.S.-backed opposition forces in southern Syria, calling the actions problematic. Carter said the fighters hit by Russia's airstrikes were fighting against the Islamic State militant group. He said the Russians either intentionally attacked the rebels or fired on the rebels by accident because of what he called poor quality intelligence. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister says that his government supports a more aggressive approach against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, including no-fly zones and arming rebels with surface-to-air missiles. Speaking here in Washington, Adel al-Jubayr said his country has always advocated what he called a more robust approach, including a military approach to ending the Syrian crisis.
But if the Bashar regime feels that it can continue in a stalemate, much less prevail, there will be no incentive for them to take the necessary steps to bring about a transition in Syria.
Earlier, Saudi Arabia's powerful deputy crown prince met with U.S. President Barack Obama and congressional leaders for talks focused on the Middle East, including Syria and Yemen. Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's visit is aimed at mending the relationship with the United States and to promote a plan to slash the kingdom's dependence on oil revenues. Russia's track and field team has been banned from the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. Track and field's world governing body said Friday that it is continuing a ban on the Russian athletes. The IAAF said that Russia has not done enough to restore confidence in its athletes in the wake of a doping scandal. Runa Anderson is the head of the IAAF's inspection team.
The deep-seated culture of tolerance, or worse, for doping that got Rusev suspended in the first place appears not to have been changed materially to date.
The Russian Ministry of Sport said in a statement that it had done everything possible since the ban to regain the world's trust. The World Health Organization is asking for more money to fight the Zika virus. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says the response to Zika requires an integrated approach that places support for women and girls of childbearing age at its core. The WHO says a lack of immunity in areas where the Zika virus is circulating for the first time could allow the disease to spread quickly. It says the absence of vaccines, treatments, and rapid diagnostic tests, as well as inequalities in access to sanitation and health services in affected areas, are of concern and will require special care. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Florida Governor Rick Scott says that he's been speaking with relatives of those who died in the Orlando gay nightclub shooting. The Florida governor said he's doing everything he can to help people affected by the tragedy. Scott says the gay and Hispanic communities were clearly targeted in the shooting that killed 49 and injured 53 others. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.